إنما استزلهم الشيطان ببعض ما كسبوا ولقد عفى الله عنهم إن الله غفور حليم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. إن الذين تولوا منكم and those who turned away from among you يوم التقى الجمعان on the day when two armies met إنما استزلهم الشيطان and شيطان made them do this ببعض ما كسبوا because of the sins that they had the sins they had committed ولقد عفى الله عنهم. And Allah has already forgiven them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. And surely Allah is all forgiving and Allah is patient. Now this ayah is one of the most important ayahs that we have covered. And the great mufassir of the Quran, Shaykh Mufti Shafi Rahimahullah, has pointed towards three very important aspects in this blessed ayah. And the first aspect, or the first part, or the first thing that the Shaykh has pointed out is that from this ayah we gather that one sin leads to another sin. If you commit one sin, then it becomes easy to commit the next sin, and even easier to commit the sin after that. Because here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who turned away from the war on that day, Shaitan made them do this because of the sin that they have committed. So it means that when somebody commits a sin, it becomes easier for the Shaitan to overtake that person. And there's a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that when a person sins, a black spot comes on his heart. So when that black spot comes, it is again easier. A black heart or a darkened heart is easier to overcome by Shaitan than a heart that is pure. In the same way, when a person makes a good deed, then another good deed is easier to do. So both things, it goes both ways. If you commit one sin, then another sin is easier to do. If you commit one good deed, then another good deed is easier to commit. Now the question is, that if you do a good deed, which is that good deed that is going to make you commit another good deed easily? So all of them can do it, but the one that can do it the fastest is the remembrance of Allah. And why is that? That when you remember Allah, it becomes easy to commit good deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Zikrullahi Shifa'ul Qulub, that the remembrance of Allah is a cure for all diseases of the heart. So when you start remembering Allah, then it becomes easy to commit good deeds. And another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that shall I not tell you about that deed which is the best in the eyes of Allah? It is better than going in any jihad or spending a mountain full of gold and silver in the path of Allah. So the companions asked this question. They said, O Prophet of Allah, sure, you should definitely tell us that deed. The Prophet ﷺ said that that deed is the remembrance of Allah. So the one who remembers Allah, Allah has promised him success. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. And successful is the one who purifies himself, who remembers Allah, and who stands in prayers. So that is about the deed that is going to lead to another good deed. That one big deed is the remembrance of Allah. Allahu Akbar. The second thing that the great Mufassir Sheikh Mufti Shafi Rahimahullah has pointed towards is that it is important to understand that in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces that Allah has forgiven this mistake of the companions. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ Allah has already forgiven them. So this was a test. And those who were in that test, all of them were forgiven by Allah. Sheikh Mufti Shafi Rahimahullah says that the disobedience was in no way slight. It was a very big disobedience of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet had told these 50 companions that you should not move from your places, no matter what. And they moved, although it was a mistake in the sense that all of them thought that, you know, we've already won the war. So then they moved that, okay, the command of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been fulfilled. But again, if you look at it from another perspective, it means that, you know, they had disobeyed. But is this disobedience of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only forgave them, Allah says that Allah also sent to them a sleep of tranquility. You know, the hardship that they have gone through, to relieve that hardship, Allah had given them the sleep of tranquility also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's action towards this this disobedience that was committed by the companions, radiallahu anhum, Allah's action towards them was not only forgiven, not only that Allah forgave them, Allah also gave them a sleep of tranquility. Allah also did a lutf and karam on them. And also it could be seen from different ahadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also very forgiving on the companions. So, there was a Sahabi, a companion, one of the lesser known companions, and it was found out that he sent a letter to the Quraysh, the disbelievers of the Quraysh, explaining to him what the Muslims are doing there and what is their situation. So this was a very big, disobedience. It was something that made all, you know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the companions very angry. That how can he do this? You know, how can he be, basically in today's terminology, you can say that he became an agent. So he wrote a letter to the Quraysh and that letter was caught by the companions. And Umar radiallahu anhu suggested that, you know, he should be killed. That he is telling the secrets of the Muslims to the enemies. But the Prophet ﷺ said that you should forgive him. He is from among the companions of Badr. And I have very high hopes that Allah is going to forgive all those who participated in the battle of Badr. Allahu Akbar. So Allah's action towards the disobedience or the faults of the companion was also very forgiving. And the Prophet ﷺ's action towards the faults of the companion was also very forgiving. And the reason is that the companions, overall, they are the best among all the Muslims. And their good deeds are unmatched. And their love and their loyalty to the Prophet ﷺ was also unmatched. So three important points. The first point is that the great Mufassir, Sheikh Mufti Shafi Rahimahullah, mentions that one sin leads to another sin. And the second point is that Allah forgave the mistakes of the companion. And the third and very important point that we gather from this ayah is that he mentioned that the aqeedah, the creed of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat about the companions radiallahu anhum is this, and I will read that aqeedah the way it is written. All companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam should be respected, and staying away from criticizing the companions is wajib on all Muslims. So if somebody criticizes the companions, again, he's committing a sin. So that is why it is not right to criticize the companions. It is a sin to criticize them. That is why this is the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Somebody said to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the Shaykh, you know that one, there was this one companion who ran away from the battle on the day of Uhud. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu stopped him. That don't talk about them like this. If Allah has forgiven them in the Quran, then who am I to talk about them, or you to talk about them? So this is the stance of the Muslims. This is the creed of the Muslims about the companions, radiallahu anhu. So 3 points the Shaykh, the great Mufassir, had mentioned about this ayah. The first thing is that this ayah tells us that one sin leads to another sin. And if you go further into this, that one good deed leads to another good deed. And that is why one should keep on doing the zikr of Allah, so that the opportunity of doing good deeds remains open. The second thing, the second part, or the second thing that the great Mufassir mentioned about this ayah, that Allah has forgiven the mistake of the companions in Uhud and in all other matters as well. And this is also the stance of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third thing that the great Mufassir, Sheikh Mufti Shafi rahimahullah, mentions here is the creed of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, that all companions should be respected and one should stay away from criticizing them. Staying away from criticizing them is wajib on all Muslims. So these are the 3 points that the Mufassirin have mentioned about this ayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand fully this ayah and to do amal on that which has been learnt. I will do the translation one more time, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina tawallaw minkum yawmal taqal jam'an. So the one who turned away on the day when the two armies met, إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ. Shaitan had made them do this, بِبَعْذِ مَا كَسَبُوا, because of that which they had done, because of the sins that they had done. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ, and Allah has already forgiven them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ, and surely Allah is forgiving, patient. So this is the translation. We'll do a short dua and then inshallah we'll end this class. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.